This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. People have been setting up tents and living along the Core Trail. Steamboat Springs Parks and Rec has been reporting the transient camps to Steamboat Police, who spoke with one man Wednesday morning at his tent near the depot. Here's Steamboat Police Commander Mark Beckett.
We educate them on the city ordinances and on laws. We really try to focus on getting them resources that they can use to try to get themselves in a better place for their own health. We do, at the end of the day, have to enforce the laws of the city and the laws of the state. So we're not forcing people out right there in front of us. We have to be cognizant of the fact that these are people's lives.
Beckett says they try to get the transients to move on their own accord. Last week, Steamboat Police found one man who died in his tent near the James Brown Bridge. There are three open seats on the City of Steamboat Springs Planning Commission. You must be a resident of Steamboat Springs and at least 18 years old. Apply through the city's website. The grand champion, Market Sheep, goes to Trinity Bolger. She won last night at the Moffitt County Fair in Craig.
Grand champion feels really good. I'm speechless, honestly.
11-year-old Austin Jaswick had to help hand out the ribbons to the winners since all of the fair royalty were showing their sheep, but he didn't mind.
Because it's fun, I get to interact with people, see how happy they look.
The Beef Show is this afternoon with a rodeo and catch a pig tonight, followed by the concert for Warden Gilson. Friday's the Swine Show, Rabbit Show, and Poultry Show. That's at the Moffitt County Fair, and there's fun all day Saturday with a Parade of Champions and livestock sale Saturday night. Once again, Moffitt County Fairgrounds in Craig. The Rout County Fair is next week, and that's at the fairgrounds in Hayden. The Steamboat Gravel Ride returns to Steamboat this weekend with 3,000 riders of all abilities from all 50 states and 24 countries. This is the fourth year for the world-class gravel race in and around Steamboat Springs and Rout County. Look for traffic closures on Yampa Street between 9th and 12th starting Friday morning. Parts of Lincoln Avenue will be down to two lanes on race day. This year's Tour to Steamboat bike ride raised over $100,000 for four Yampa Valley nonprofits. They are Yampa Valley Sustainability Council, REPS, which is Reaching Everyone Preventing Suicide, Partners in Rout County, and the SRRA, which is the South Rout Recreation Association. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.